From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Former evangelist Tony Alamo, who was convicted of sexually abusing girls who were part of his ministry, has died in federal prison. He was 82. Alamo, whose real name was Barney Leiser Hoffman, preached that polygamy was okay and considered the girls his wives. His followers lived in communities in western Arkansas. Sabrina McCormick with Texarkana station KTXK has reaction.
When David Carter, a Texarkana attorney, agreed to represent those victimized by Tony Alamo, he said he was uncertain about what would happen.
As to whether we could ever fashion any civil relief for these victims, but they were very courageous. Every one of them faced him down in court, both in the sentencing process, in the criminal case, and then in their testimony in the civil case. And we were, in fact, able to secure some historic judgments and put them in a position to at least economically better deal with the damage that he caused.
Alamo began his ministry dubbed the Alamo Christian Foundation in Southern California in 1969. He moved its headquarters, though, to Fort Smith and later to Falk, Arkansas. In 2009, Alamo was convicted by a U.S. district judge in federal court located in Texarkana for taking young girls across state lines for sex. Carter says the girls were under 18 and ranged in ages, with the youngest being only 8 years old when she was forced to become Alamo's wife. As a result of the news of Alamo's death, Carter said many of the victims he has spoken with have expressed a sense of freedom.
A couple of them weren't even sure this day would come. They were raised to believe that Tony Alamo was a prophet and that he actually spoke for God. In some cases, their own parents handed them over to Alamo rather than face eternal damnation for disobeying the prophet.
In addition to the criminal conviction, the Associated Press reports, Alamo was found liable in a federal civil trial in order to pay $30 million to two men who were raised in the controversial Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. A jury found that those two men were beaten, starved, and denied education, and also found Alamo liable for conspiracy, outrage, and battery. In Texarkana, I'm Sabrina McCormick.